Track 24.
New diet, new life. Diets can bring up painful memories, but they do not have to be difficult or frustrating. In fact, they can introduce us to new kinds of food and ways of eating. Diets can teach us how to control the number of servings and help us become more responsible for what we eat. When we stick to them, they can make us healthier and happier. People who eat too much salt can go on a low-sodium diet. They should consume no more than 1,500 to 2,300 milligrams of sodium per day, which is about 1 teaspoon of salt. This is known to lower blood pressure and reduce the risk of heart disease and stroke. Meet Eva, who is on a low-sodium diet. Eva, on a low-sodium diet. Start date.
I used to be crazy about salty junk food, like French fries, chips, and instant noodles. 2 years ago, I began getting really bad headaches after eating salty food, so I asked a friend for advice. She recommended a low-sodium diet, so I started my diet then.
Benefits.
I no longer get migraines, and I feel much better generally. I also have a lot more energy, so I can work hard for several days without feeling exhausted. I've even been losing weight gradually.
The hardest part.
I still get tempted to eat salty and spicy foods, especially instant noodles. When I get these cravings, I drink some tea or take a walk. Then, my cravings disappear most of the time.
Foods to eat or avoid.
I eat fewer salty snacks, canned goods, and processed meat. Instead, I eat lots of fresh fruits and vegetables. I also try to cook at home because I can use unsalted butter and many healthy herbs and spices this way.
Advice.
Learn to read nutrition labels on food packages. Use this information to help you make the best selections.
Reminder.
It can be dangerous to completely cut salt out of one's diet. The body needs a certain amount of salt to function properly. People with certain health issues should consult a doctor before starting this diet.
Dr. Wishaw, family physician. Can you imagine living without milk, cheese, or ice cream? For many people, this is a necessity. People with a condition called lactose intolerance can't digest sugar in dairy products. So they avoid eating dairy foods because it causes too many health problems. Meet Miguel, who is on a dairy-free diet. Miguel, on a dairy-free diet.
Start date. I had been having stomach problems for years, but I didn't know why. One day, I got really sick after eating lots of ice cream. I thought that I might be lactose intolerant. 6 months ago, my doctor tested me and said that I was right. I started my diet immediately.
Benefits.
I don't suffer from cramps, bloating, or stomach pains anymore. I also don't have to run to the bathroom as often, so I'm no longer concerned about going out with my friends. My pimples are mostly gone too, so I feel great.
The hardest part.
It can be tough having to excuse myself when I'm with my friends and coworkers due to my condition. It limits the restaurants we can go to, and I often feel uncomfortable about it. Fortunately, most people understand and support me.
Foods to eat or avoid.
I don't eat anything that has been made with milk, including bread, cookies, cheese, ice cream, and yogurt. Instead, I rely mainly on soy and almond products. I also like foods that have had the dairy products removed, such as cheese-free pizza.
Advice.
If you think you might be lactose intolerant, get tested right away. you'll be able to enjoy a dairy-free, worry-free life. Reminder:
dairy products contain lots of calcium. It is not necessarily dangerous to stop eating them, but if you do, you'll have to get your calcium from other sources. These can include leafy green vegetables, nuts, and fish.
Miriam Reyes, from the Global Nutrition Foundation.